Welcome to the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast from Fluent in 3 months.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. I'm your host, Benny Lewis, and today I want to talk about the pros of being somewhere touristy. So having just completed my big project to visit 20 states of Mexico, I'm essentially the poster boy of telling you to get off the beaten track. But right now, I'm doing the exact opposite, and I'm actually chilling out in Playa del Carmen, which is one of the most touristy towns in all of Mexico. The beach is completely packed, the prices are super inflated, and I'm hearing way too much English. But despite all this, believe it or not, I actually picked this on purpose as somewhere to hang out for a few weeks. Most language advice, including a lot of my own, will tell you to run from a place like this. Get off the beaten track, find that little village where no one speaks a word of English, and that's where the real magic happens. And there's loads of truth in that, and I've definitely done plenty of it myself. But because it's summer right now, there's a good chance that a lot of you are about to pass through somewhere that's absolutely teeming with tourists. It could be Paris or Rome or Barcelona or some other city somewhere else in the world. I know a lot of you listening will end up in places like these over the coming months, especially since in the Northern Hemisphere, it's the tourist summer season and a lot of people are going to be going to these places anyway. I'll take a break from promoting deep travels and I'll talk about some of the nice things about such destinations. So kind of the biggest advantage for me is the first thing that I do whenever I'm in a major tourist hub, before anything else, is I look for a language exchange event. It's the single highest value move in any tourist town, and most travelers never even think to make it. So I can highly recommend this. So don't just type language exchange into Google and hope for the best. There's a few other things you could do. The most beneficial I've personally found is because I have a language learning Instagram account and I've trained the algorithm that I'm only interested in stuff about that. If I search for a city name on that account, the algorithm instantly presents me things that are more likely to be related to language learning in that city, which includes great language events, as well as some usual tourist stuff. And then as well as that, I'll follow the hashtags. I might check Facebook to see if there's an event, but usually I prefer meetup.com. And if all that comes short, you can still just Google language exchange plus the city name. And all of these pretty much always will give you something if you're in a major enough hub. So you can take advantage of the fact that there's such an international crowd there. These events are better than you'd expect. So you would imagine maybe a language exchange in Mexico is only good for your Spanish. But the whole point of these kinds of exchanges is there's people from everywhere and they all want to swap languages. So as I'm currently in Playa del Carmen, I'm going to weekly events that are absolutely packed. And I'm not just practicing my Spanish. I'm getting French, German, Portuguese, and a bunch of other languages that have nothing to do with Mexico while I'm there, because of the tourists that are passing through. It's one event, but it gives me several languages. You don't really get that as you go off the beaten track, of course. Now, obviously, this is not all upside. A place like this has huge downsides. It's so expensive, and loads of people will default to English the second they see that you look like a foreigner. And a lot of the connections can be fleeting and quite shallow, since most people are only passing through for a few days, not for a whole month like I'm currently doing. But the thing is, that's a downside and there's plenty of hidden upsides. The people who do travel to a spot like this tend to sit at two different extremes. On one end, you have the lazy expat who's lived here for years and still can't order a coffee in Spanish. And I've already met a few of those. And on the other hand, you have the genuine polyglot who has that travel adventure mindset and lights up the second you switch languages. And both kinds of people turn up in unusually high numbers here. And your job is simply to gravitate towards the other kind, the language enthusiast kind. A tourist town gives you more of both of them in one room than anywhere else that you're likely to find. And so then, of course, there's the more time-sensitive reason that I'm here. And I wanted to come here specifically for the summer's World Cup. And I planned it on purpose because being in a tourist hub during a tournament means I can find a crowd for whatever country I want. I'm not really that big into sports typically, but I do enjoy the World Cup specifically because I can find crowds of particular countries and celebrate with them. And I've seen hosts of France fans, Brazil fans, all gathered in one place with their team. They're very easy to spot, not just from overhearing them speak their language, but visually because they have the official t-shirts on. So they're always very eager to have extra voices cheering their side on, and joining them is the most natural thing in the world. So I go to support their team and I get a couple of hours of real practice. And that kind of thing is very hard to engineer off the beaten track when you're in more typical towns. Now, granted, as a polyglot and somebody who is doing this throughout the World Cup, my allegiances do change with every passing day since I'm cheering on completely different teams. So please don't tell the French that even though I was chanting Allez les Bleus with them one day, that next week I may be cheering for the team that's playing against them. Just go with the flow, and that helps me get my language practice. And it's all good fun. I'm completely supportive of whoever I'm with while I'm with them. So if your summer is taking you somewhere busy and full of visitors, don't write it off as necessarily bad for your language. Go in looking for some kind of a language exchange. Find people at the good extreme that I talked about, and the crowds will end up working for you, and you can take advantage of the fact that there's such an international vibe around the place. And especially take advantage over the next couple of weeks of World Cup games, because these are really, really good language learning opportunities, because you can find the right country very, very quickly. And, you know, people who are in a bar atmosphere and drinking and so on are more likely to be social. I don't drink myself, but I go to these places and I find it very, very easy to socialize with them and to practice languages. So I hope you get to end up in a packed room this summer, juggling multiple languages, and maybe we can see the advantage of tourist traps, because it's very easy to complain about them. I definitely in other episodes complain about them quite a lot. But I am giving this tourist trap a chance over these weeks. And so far, it's going great. Other than on my wallet, I have to say. But for the most part, it's going great. And if you want to make that first language exchange work for you and go in and hit the ground running instead of freezing up, please make sure to come and join my boot camp. Where you can join for the peak of the summer and have it align with your travels. So head to languagehacking.com/BC and we will get you speaking from day one. So your summer project is truly boosted and you're ready to make the most of every room you walk into. I really hope to see you there. And otherwise, thanks for listening as always. And until the next time, happy language learning and happy travels.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you found this episode valuable and want to help us out, please leave a review at languagehacking.com/review. The Language and Travel Hacking Podcast is presented by Benny Lewis and produced by Kittichai Boonthong, with special thanks to the Fluent in 3 Months team. The theme music was written and performed by Shannon Kennedy. Find the show notes at languagehacking.com/podcast. Thank you for listening. Happy language learning and happy travels.